Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey guys, welcome back to the B-List. Oh my god, I feel like it's been a minute since I've done this, like maybe over a week. I don't know. Fire Island happened, so that was a whole fucking thing. I'm back.
How was that?
So we're going to get into it. Okay. Everybody, I'm here with this return guest. It's the second time here, Dave Mazzoni.
Hello, hello. An honor and a privilege.
A writer, a comedian. You guys already know him from Game Show, from Quibi. He also has his own comedy show called Juicy. New York Comedy Festival is coming up November 7th through the 13th.
November 9th. Yeah, November 9th is our show.
9th. Okay, November 9th is the actual date. Juicy. Look for it. If you guys aren't following him anyways, he has really great Instagram stories. If you like mine, like his. That's how we like met, I think.
Yeah, I was absolutely gagging for your shit. Like, wait a minute. It was the P-Town story. We talked about it last episode. You investigated it like a P-Town murder, and I investigated myself.
I would go to P-Town with you.
Oh yeah, we should go back.
I feel like I feel like you P-Town well.
I like P-Town. It's very close to where I grew up. I like to hunt for gay ghosts there. There's lots of spirits that lurk in that area. I have encountered several of them. My friend Corey and I stayed at an Airbnb once in Provincetown, and we both found each other in the middle of the night on the way to the bathroom in the hallway. And I was like, oh, are you going to pee? He was like, no, I thought I heard you call for me. And I said, oh, I thought I heard you call for me. We both looked down the stairs and both saw, I swear, I shit you not, a shadowy figure shut these blinds, like tilt the blinds down. And we both screamed. And that's why I don't do acid anymore.
Okay.
I'm kidding. We were not acid.
Yeah. I see enough crazy stuff anyways. I could not do, but
it was a lot, honestly, but we should go back. Provincetown's a lot of fun. I'm done, though. This summer has killed me.
You know what? I'm so happy. Like, usually I try to hold on to summer. And then this summer, like, Labor Day, went to Fire Island, and, like, the last day it started raining, of course. And I'm working from home at the house because I couldn't make myself leave. But then it started raining, and I'm sitting at the end of the dock there and looking off. And like a little tear happens, and I'm listening to like Boys of Summer by Don Henley. Usually I hold on to summer, but this year I really just like let it go. I'm so fucking ready for fall, you guys. Like, it's.
Yeah. Yep. Girls, get out the furs, get out the cardigans. Let's go. Browns. Let's
honestly
do it.
Growing up, like literally, like part of that is just like accepting the, you know, defeat.
I like the change of the seasons. The everyone from Los Angeles is like, oh, how could you? It's getting cold. And I'm like, I enjoy it. It makes you savor the good times. It also puts to rest being out in the damn streets mm-hmm. and feeling the pressure just to be like enjoying every second of what is a very limited time here in the city.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I also love to cook. I'm going to cook some good things.
Yeah. I've already started my different diet. So not really.
Oh yeah. What's
like,
that?
Like eating whatever the fuck I want. Oh, every single night. I mean, like, you know, I'm Italian too. So yes. It's like sopressata. Cheese. And every night I'm just like, you know, it'd be really nice. A mini charcuterie board just for me.
I love that.
I call it a charcuterie. It's like a mini charcuterie board.
Charcuterie. I love that. Oh my God. You need to send me these personal charcuterie boards that you make. Yes. I want to see them. That's like the kind of self-care that I'm really into. I'm going to make meatballs after this. I'm literally
meatballs for dinner.
Oh, I'm going to make some chicken meatballs and some beef meatballs, and I'm going to have them for the next 3 days while I'm like out and about. Like, I just put meatball in my purse.
Nice.
No, I'm kidding. But I will be eating.
I thought I would totally be something that you would do. You guys, you should follow him on Instagram also, because I don't know if you do it as much these days, but you take photos of cooking, but you used to do like full on cooking displays.
I have a series that's coming. I just linked with the director of a very close friend of mine. We're going to be taping, I think, 10 episodes of like a minute long cooking series. That's like, this is actually the first time I'm announcing it. Oh my God. That's kind of exciting. Right now it's called You Can with Dave Mazzoni. It's affirmative and exciting and an encouraging series about not only just cooking, but just lifestyle changes and things that you can make to better yourself. It's like if Queer Eye wasn't so annoying and coming from one person.
We're going to talk about that.
Oh, okay. Wait, the annoyance of Queer Eye, right? Okay, of course. Yeah, that sounds like a topic we should get to. It's been more prevalent than ever lately.
Yeah. But you guys, I don't know if you guys know, Dave Mazzoni and I actually wrote a show together, Our Brand's mm-hmm. Okay. So that was actually written by me and you. I came to you with kind of like the concept, but we had already been talking about this kind of stuff.
Had been skewering brands, and I've always been trying to get your stories and your sense of humor and just the way that you are onto the stage, because I do mm-hmm. think that you're pretty engaging in that way. And it was a great first stab. I mean, we went up there we had gone through it. We had put together this giant slideshow. I think we had like, 200 slides? It was like crazy.
Yeah.
And people really enjoyed it. And we're going to do it again. The Queue loved it. And it was a great venue for it. And mm-hmm. we're definitely going to bring it back. I hope soon. But you're a busy guy and so am I. So are you.
But guys, so stay tuned. By the end of the year, look out for something, another live show. This one will be bigger and it won't be about brands. I don't want to give anything away, but.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be good.
Yeah, it's going to go matters of the heart, let's just say.
Yes, I would say, yeah, for sure.
Are you dating anyone right now?
No, you know, with the whole fall thing, I'm just kind of like, you know, for a minute there, I was seeing a father, like a literal father that has 3 kids.
Whoa. Yeah. Was he straight? So was he straight or were these kids with a man?
He was straight. He came out later in life, but he's actually with a man. So, yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, I don't want to get into the weeds of that. He's a really nice guy, though. Great guy.
Sounds really cute.
A lot of baggage. Can you imagine me?
Lot of baggage. I cannot. They would be adorable. They would be like all in bucket hats and like black t-shirts.
My kids would be cool as fuck. Like my kids would like me. I don't know about like other people's kids, but we'll see. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not really seeing anyone right now.
Not either. I was the whore of the summer, and now it's coving season, and I'm scared because I am such a home person, especially when it's colder out. Like I don't bail very much in the summer, but I will bail on every plan in the winter, and it's really helpful to do that when you have a buddy. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the hunt for a cuff, but like it's going to be non-committal, and it's going to be like there's going to be NDAs and also like a 6-month out clause. I'm going to treat it like a lease.
Yeah, I like that. That's smart. I want to get into one topic that maybe you could tell me a bit about. You'll probably have a lot of thoughts about, but it's just like, I don't even follow Britney Spears, really. People just like send me stuff, but baby, what was happening with the fatphobic comments the other day? She was going on a tangent about like, I should have hung out with fat people. What?
I don't know.
What was it? It was something about...
I read it and I remember thinking, oh gosh,
I was like, girl, what is this?
I mean, let me pull it up. I want to get it right. Because she posted a follow-up to it, I believe, today. Oh my
god. She's wiling out. Like, I don't know. Like
oh, maybe she deleted it. Like, basically, it was calling out like her publicist and her team for constantly putting her in front of like very, very skinny dancers because it constantly put this pressure on her to look as thin as they did, and blah blah blah. And so she was saying that she wished she was with larger dancers or like full figured dancers.
But not even saying larger. Just she said fat. Like,
I don't think she said full figured. I do think she said fat.
She said fat, girl. I was like, oh my god,
you guys. It was pretty tough. And like, she's not in her right mind. I think it's iconic though, because like, when every time she says something absolutely insane like that, we are reminded that she is the only one who has access to her Instagram. So it truly is.
Yeah.
Everything she posts is direct stream from her consciousness, which I think is insane. And so when I look at it, it's less of like a this is what Britney thinks actually, and more of a this is where Britney is at in this moment. She is still actively dealing with all of the repercussions of these people's actions. She still is like questioning her own body, still questioning like her parents' ultimate like goals for her as a human being, like what the end game was for her. There was like never anything in sight that was like a value. It was literally, she was a workhorse, she's a corporation. And when she posts up like that, I'm like, oh no, she's still there mentally. Like she's number four on the Billboard charts right now with Elton John. Have you heard it?
Oh my god, it's no. Literally, you know what though, I've heard it a million times. I'm not gonna like listen to it on my own, but it hits. I heard it so many times during Labor Day weekend and fucking Fire Island.
I know it's a really good, it's like the duo song that Elton did. It's like that kind of like modern funk wave beat that like could be on in any dentist office across America and everyone would just kind of like enjoy it.
Yeah,
when she's like, hold me close, it's like that familiar sort of like warble noise. I'm just, it feels good. You know, she's excited. And I love that. Elton was like, hey, babe, come on. Let's get you back on the charts.
Yeah. He's really smart, though. He's kind of reinjecting himself into the pop culture lexicon by kind of remaking his old hits. What the duo song was kind of basically a sample of Rocket Man. This is a remake of. So it would be amazing if he did Benny and the Jets with, like, I don't know.
Maluma. Bad Bunny. Maluma.
Yeah.
I would love to hear some type of, like, Latin Elton John. That would be, oh, God. It would be Adele with the Bantu buns, just like.
That photo will never fucking get old to me. I'm waiting for someone to do the Adele with the Bantu buns at the fucking, what was it? Cropover? I don't even know which exact it was like, because Cropover is the in Barbados. The
you're talking about the actual festival.
Yeah, but this she's wearing the Jamaican bikini, so that was
yeah, but that was like the carnival that was in the UK, I believe. It was like the UK celebration of that,
which is happening, I think, soon or right now or something. I don't know.
Oh, the UK, the Queen has died. How have you survived?
So she's dead. Ken Starr just died. Cool.
Can you sum up how you feel about the Queen dying in three words?
I literally feel nothing. The memes like took it over, and I was just like, I've never.
I think the three words are I feel nothing.
Nothing. I have nothing. Yeah. I've got nothing. Nothing. No, you know, I saw a really funny tweet about it, though. They were like, you know, BBC down bad. They basically called it Mourn Hub.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, my God.
Not
and Ken Starr, I don't know. You can kick rocks, too. I don't know. These people, God is really sending these people out of here. He said, nope.
Yeah, he said, let's clean house a little bit. Let's shake shit up.
Yeah, he's shaking the fucking table. That's for sure. I don't know who else is going to take.
Me either. Geesh.
New York Fashion Week, you missed that. You were out of town.
I was out of town for a wedding. I was giving myself jewel tone bridesman.
It was teal, right?
It was teal. I looked very cute. I was very happy with my outfit. It was a beautiful wedding, and I'm glad I missed all the bullshit. of Fashion Week.
New York Fashion Week is down bad. Because
in what did you hear? I liked the Tom Ford show. I liked what I saw from Coach online.
Yeah, Coach has always been a hit recently. I mean, that Pride Party was a hit, actually. That was fun. Did you go to that? Mm-hmm. You were at that, right? Where the step was caught on fire?
In the summer?
Yeah,
Pride. Yes.
God, it feels like a lifetime ago.
I mean, when the Steppenrefeet caught on fire.
Caught on fire. Shit, is that the monster?
The red carpet was on fire, honey.
And then they threw liquor on it and it was an electrical fire. I was like, this is a fucking mess. Let me get the fuck out of here. And it's a school night. I got shit to do tomorrow. Move. Move. I'm not trying to burn up here with y'all.
Move out the way.
Move out the way. Emmys.
Emmys, I was on a flight back from Los Angeles, but I watched Jennifer Coolidge's speech. I can't believe that they cut her off like that, but it was iconic.
That's your wheelhouse though, like Emmys, because I don't watch the Emmys and I don't even really watch the red carpet because all the Zara gays, they feel like ever since the advent of the internet, they think that they're like mini, you know, Joan Rivers actually needs to come back because Joan Rivers not being here has all these floral print button up Zara shirt gays
in a bunch
and they just like
they think that they have a space now, and but also at the same time, like everyone on TV, like Karamo and everyone's too afraid and paralyzed to like say anything negative about literally
bring
anyone.
Her back, dig her ass up.
I agree, dig her up. She would love a marionette version of her just being absolutely crass in this climate, because I don't want to hear that everybody looks amazing and that everyone's hair is iconic. It's like we can
stop being scared of these people,
right? Like stop being scared. We can celebrate everyone's diversity and we can still help with somebody that they look like shit. And that's just me wanting to bring bullies back this year. I think in 2022, what we need is bullies.
Wendy's gone. Joan is gone. Who do we have? Who's so like what, a female what? Bully? Like,
a female bully? I think Nicki Minaj would be put Nicki there. She would say whatever the fuck she wanted, and that's pretty exciting. I also think we could get I don't know, anybody on the Zeus network.
Celia.
Celia would be good.
Roland Ray, honestly.
Who?
Roland Ray.
Who's that?
Roland Ray. He's the guy on Zeus show with the wheelchair and the red flat top.
Oh, shit. Duh. Oh, my God. I mean, the memes I've seen.
I love.
Yes, it's his show now. It used to be Puerto Rican Bobby Princess. Lights. Yeah. No. I'm talking about Baby Jocelyn's Boy. Cabaret. Jocelyn's Cabaret. The one and only Puerto Rican Princess.
Ma'am. Wait, real quick, before we get off the Emmys, I did read that Abbott Elementary actually literally chose to give all of their marketing budget away to
school, system. Yes.
Which is, I am a huge advocate of like fucking public school systems and teachers. And just like, I think that was
it fucking absolutely amazing. All starts at education. Quinta Brunson actually was running her room she was in the room for Black Lady Sketch Show, which is Robin Thede's show on HBO. And that was happening while we were writing game show for Quibi. Back in the day, and we would have lunch together, and she was like just so fucking funny and so driven. And I know her from way back from like memes when she was like going viral for He Got Money. Like to see her get all the way here, and just it's such a wonderful show. Janelle James is a very close friend of mine as
so deserving.
Like, oh my God, Janelle James is such a funny stand-up. I have seen that girl absolutely destroy for years, and I was like, wow. This girl needs her fucking day, and to see people get it just feels so good.
If you guys haven't seen Janelle James, her stand-up special, I believe it's on Netflix. Yeah, it's on Netflix. Check it out. It's so fucking funny. She's so fucking good.
She's incredible. She's all locked and loaded. And I'm so proud, so happy. It's such a great, great show. I also really love The Bear, which is starring my good friend Ayo Edebiri. That's on Hulu, another great show that I really recommend. And it was a good Emmys. I felt good about it. I thought that people were having fun. I thought that Jimmy Kimmel laying dead during Quinta's speech was pretty annoying.
Yeah.
Whatever. We can't expect these guys to turn off. I mean, they are who they are. They literally are they've been paid their entire lives to be hams on stage. So
Kimmel is the creator on the show, right?
On Quinta's show?
He's part of like one of these.
I believe he's maybe an executive producer. I'm not positive, actually. I have to check.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
I need to check out League of Their Own.
Oh, yes. I haven't popped that in yet. My friend Molly.
You guys
Molly,
know if it's good. Drop in the comments below, but let me know. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But
let us know. Darcy Carden, I like. She's from The Good Place, another like UCB New York comedian that I know. She's really funny. She did game show as well.
Yeah. Movie hits.
Mm-hmm. So, I agree. The movie does hit. I wonder
that's a really good. Yeah, no, totally. I wonder how it's going to. But that maybe I'll watch that tonight. Great group costume.
For League of Their Own.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I'm Rosie
for sure.
I'm Madonna.
I want to be what do you have a Halloween costume for this year?
You and me. Well, you know there's several nights so we can always do. I definitely have a Halloween costume, but I don't want to give it away for you guys, but you guys have to guess it. When you guys fucking cuz you guys listening, you know Dave how important Halloween is to me. To me?
I do. It's
No, when I tell y'all how iconic this cost, this might be the work of my life. This might my life's work, my magnum opus.
Oh my god. This,
when y'all see me walking, and I don't want to give it away, but it's gonna be so it's gonna make so much sense and it's gonna come together, and you're gonna be like, this is what he's been born to.
Oh my god. I can only think like he's finally gonna do blackface and be Miss Juicy. Like he's I want to be Teresa Giudice on her wedding day.
That's a good.
I want to give like a cute wedding dress and then like bundles and pounds of hair and then maybe also get into blackface. I don't know, tan face, New Jersey tan face.
She is basically, yeah.
I mean, to reach an authentic a costume there, I think I'm gonna have to tan for sure.
So wait, you don't know where you're gonna be though?
Teresa Giudice.
Oh, you are? Okay, you're gonna do it.
I'm either going to be Teresa Giudice or I'm not going to see another human being and stay and literally go to Miami for the weekend.
Well, if we do multiple costumes, you and I can be.
I would love
Rosie
that.
League and Madonna from League of Their Own.
That would be so cute. I love that.
That would be good. That would be really good. Actually.
Yeah, and we probably own that shit already anyway. Half of it. Yeah. Wait, we should do that. I like that.
Or which First Wives Club person are you? Are you Bette?
I would say yes. I identify most with Bette. What about you?
I identify with Bette, but I feel like if you're going to be Bette, I'd probably just be Diane Keaton, Goldie Hawn. Like, I'd be Sarah Jessica Parker.
I was going to say Goldie Hawn, to be honest. Like, I think I like have the sensibility of Bette, but like I, in my mind, when I see myself in the mirror, I am Goldie Hawn. So
yeah,
like,
no, absolutely. I could see that. Yeah.
I got to rewatch that movie. It's been so long and it would be so perfect. For
That's me. A fall movie.
That is a fall movie.
That's a fall movie. What's a good fall movie?
A good fall movie. I like, around Halloween time, I love watching scary movies. I like to rewatch the classics like
Stepmom.
The Ring, Signs. Stepmom is good.
It's not a scary movie, but it's definitely a fall movie.
Definitely fall. I'm trying to think of like autumnal like sweater moments. Like I just watched Under the Tuscan Sun on a plane for the first time. So I'm going through a breakup and like wow, honey, that movie really
I need to break it to you, Dave. You're not going through one. You went through one. Now we're dealing with the aftershocks of
yes, we're dealing with the shockwaves. I'm giving myself a 1 year, and if I don't get it all together, I'm just gonna sell it all and I'm gonna go to Italy and buy a villa and meet a man.
Yeah, I like that.
Do you see that for me?
I do, actually.
I really like Diane Lane in that movie is iconic, and there's this like metaphor of her with like a faucet where like at the end the faucet finally runs water. She's been trying to get it to work the entire time, and as soon as she lets go of all of her responsibilities and as soon as she trusts in herself, the faucet runs water.
Are you giving it away? Is this part
no.
of Oh, okay.
No, it's not a mate. Well, okay. it's a point in the movie, but it's more of like an image than it is anything else. No, the movie's an experience. Wow. Mm-hmm. Not me like glowing about Under the Tuscan Sun about 30 years after its release.
From like an airplane viewing.
I was crying. The woman was like, I have to pee. I was like, okay, you can get out.
You know what's a good fall movie?
What?
Scream.
Scream. I watched the reboot with Kyle Richards. It was fun.
It was so good. Wait, no, that's Halloween.
Oh God, they're all the same to me.
Scream is the one with like kind of like the teenage cast all the time.
Scream is the one that's camp. I'm sorry. Scream yes. is yeah. Scream is the one I like. Yes. The yeah, other yeah. one, Halloween is actually not camp, but it is camp, and yes, it's like yeah. it's annoying for that
still
reason.
Hits.
Yeah, it still hits.
Scream 6, they're about to start filming, and it takes place in New York City.
Oh,
I just read that. Yeah, so they're gonna switch it up.
All right, I like that. Like a lofty Gramercy apartment, and
there's a Bushwick.
Or is it Bushwick? Yeah, like they're a Bushwick warehouse.
Oh, Midtown's kind of spooky, so.
I agree. Honestly, like 31st between 5th and 6th, scariest yeah. place in New York
like
City. That.
Like even during the day, mm-mm. not for me at all.
It's not good over there.
No. they're going to start filming and just like that again soon, too.
Oh, I'm so happy they got renewed. That's so wonderful. I literally like I tuned out of it because
it really could have gone either way.
It really could have yeah. gone either way. And like the fact that they were still on the hook for it was like embarrassing to me.
Yeah.
Also, can I say that I was watching Hacks and I was like, Jean Smart could just play Samantha. Like
yes.
Jean yes. Smart could just step into that role and just be like Samantha got older.
Probably could eat it better, honestly.
I don't disagree. Like I'm obsessed with Jean Smart right now. Like Beyond, Hacks is one of my yeah. favorite shows, and I was just watching the other day and I was like, she's got Samantha in her, and also like the apples of the cheeks, the facial structure, the blonde, like it's not
it's a look. Yeah,
it is. It's a look. Anyway, that's my pitch for season 2. I wonder where they're shooting. I'm excited.
Shooting obviously New York. Aiden's supposed to be in it. Samantha is supposed to be on the season, but not physically. I guess they're going to like do a lot of her texting with Carrie, which I think is honestly smart.
Yeah, they're going to just keep baiting her and keep upping that price tag. And then she's finally going to say yes in season 3. And it's going to be such a good hook.
Kim Cattrall's an icon and she's a woman of principle. And I don't think she's ever going to like budge. I think she's never going to come back.
Yeah, it would be iconic if she didn't, honestly. But also, it would be iconic if she did. And what an amazing position to be in.
Yes, yeah. The second season takes place 3 weeks after the last one left off. So, know that.
Oh, okay. Well, we left off with the funeral.
But they were still wearing masks. No more right. mask. Can COVID? Because like that's what it was really. I was like, I can't do this again, you guys.
It did kind of feel like 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden, everybody had their masks off. I mean, I don't know. At least I contributed to that. I was like, all right, we all good. All right, here we go. It's off.
I'm boosted. Like at this point, I'm on my Republican shit.
Same. I'd be getting in the Ubers. Like, are you good? If I don't, because I don't.
Now, on the MTA though. Risking COVID for MTA air is crazy to me. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I put my, because I can't believe we were ever on the MTA without masks. When I look around, I'm like, this doesn't make sense.
I agree. It's disgusting. And it's actually gotten worse and worse and worse, I feel like, since COVID yeah. the trains. So,
yeah,
I'm a mask girl on the train for sure. It's just like that, hospitals, the medical field, like all that stuff. I'm like, how are we not wearing masks? It just doesn't make any sense logistically. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we'll keep it. I'm excited for Sex and the City. Hopefully that they say 3 weeks later and everyone is COVID free.
And just like that, I'm very excited for Little Mermaid.
These videos of these young girls seeing Black yeah. Ariel is just like, yeah. I've been eating them like protein bars, just like in the middle of the day when I'm like just starving for something good. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to watch 4 of these and just watch these young girls experience magic.
I cannot possibly watch this trailer any more than I already have. I want my old life back.
I know. Doesn't like, just like that.
And then like with, and then the overture, and then like she's with her tail, and I'm like, oh my God.
I know. You're just instantly, you're having like a peanut butter shaking. And jelly, and like yeah. just like waiting for your mom to tell you to go to bed.
Are you a Little Mermaid gay, or are you like a different Disney?
Little Mermaid was in the fold, but one of my favorites was Emperor's New Groove. My other favorite was Mulan.
Okay.
And my favorite princess was probably Cinderella. I was pretty basic. Also, when I was a kid, I was a young actor and I was in Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella a few times. And that I was like, okay, I love Cinderella. I love the music. I love the Rodgers. Do you guys know Rodgers and Hammerstein? I was like 11.
Yeah.
So I was always a Cinderella gay. But I did like Mulan because of the trans narrative. I didn't know then, but I did really enjoy sort of. it really is a trans narrative when you think about it. And yeah, those were my favorites. What about you?
Little Mermaid's, I think, my favorite of the films, but I think the best soundtrack is Aladdin.
Ah, yeah.
Some more hits.
Mm-hmm. Aladdin is full of bops.
Yeah.
I think that those are all solid. I'm very, very, very excited. I recently saw Encanto I watched on my flight home. I watched Under the Tuscan Sun, but on my flight there, I watched Encanto and I wept.
Am I going to watch it tonight? Am I going to need to?
You're going to be up all night.
Yeah,
it's really good. It's Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's giving that. I had to look it up on the plane. I was like, the music was so Lin-Manuel Miranda that I was like, if this isn't him, then somebody better have a lawyer. But I looked it up and it was him. So I was like, okay, thank God.
Okay, thank God.
Yes, it was very, very good.
Speaking of lawsuits.
Oh, a segue. Go for it. Who?
Nicki Minaj has been beefing for literally 72 hours straight on the internet. I haven't even been following it, honestly. I think she's been throwing subliminals at Cardi. Cardi's been throwing her subliminals back. I think Nicki just said that she knows of a unnamed female rapper who literally tried to curse her with voodoo in the past.
Oh, with voodoo, an unnamed female rapper. Trying to think about who this maybe could be. I think her name rhymes with Blazalia Flanks.
No, I think Azalea came out and said that she lied to Nicki years ago in 2018 and told her that Cardi was the one who tried to do voodoo against her. Yeah, it's like a whole thing. It's just like, I'm so tired. But also today I saw that Nicki was talking about Little Mermaid and she's like, I cannot wait. You guys don't even fucking call my phone. I'm going to be in the theater with my kid. And then someone wrote her back and they said, girl, you literally will just be you and your kid because your husband can't go within something so many feet.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. No.
They didn't lie. They didn't lie.
I know. Did I lie?
Now Nicki Minaj is also fucking trying to come for like a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's just like exhausting. Nicki is
in what ways?
I guess Garcelle like is a co-host on The Real. I know, I don't even watch it either. And I guess she had on one of Nicki Minaj's husband's accusers or victims, I guess. I don't know. And Nicki was like feeling the type of way about it, so she went on her Queen radio show and started calling out Garcelle and basically just like getting the barbs on her. Next thing you know, Garcelle's getting death threats, so is her son. It's just like a lot. It's just like,
oh my God. Well, the barbs are scary. I wouldn't wish them on my worst enemy. But yikes. I mean, I just caught up. I watched, I'm maybe one episode behind on Beverly Hills, but I just saw Garcelle and Erica getting into it, and I was like, wow, Garcelle really lays the foot on the gas, honey.
She does. Thank God. Otherwise, this show would be, yeah.
Yeah, we need her. She's right there to shake it up, which I enjoy.
I want to note, though, that my issue is not really with Nicki. My issue, literally, and I was talking about this with someone today, I think the only thing more toxic than her, how she acts online, is the white twink barbs that try to act like, if I have an opinion about her music, like then they act like I don't know anything about hip hop when all they've done is memorize Itty Bitty Piggy.
Yeah.
And that like they didn't grow up with hip hop. Like name KRS-One, name one song by him. Name your favorite Foxy Brown song. Who's MC Light?
Mm-hmm.
Name a Nas song. Rhyme, you know what? Rhyme a Nas song. Like
I actually can't know about I can't do any of those.
But it's like I need like people to just like
I agree. The girls need to sit down. I'm one of those girls who is seated. I remain seated at all times on the discussion of Nicki Minaj.
But you're not on Twitter, like, you know, it's a lot.
Well, like, I mean, I'm not a Twitter girl, but I'm saying, like, other people, sure, but no, I don't pop up on Twitter.
No, you don't do that.
I'm there to leak nudes and retweet funny shit. I'm there to leak my own nudes. So follow me at Dave Mazzoni on Twitter. I'm not on there often, but people, of course, they get big behind the keyboard. But she's bringing back Queen Radio, right? Or is it back?
It has been back. That's where she's doing all this dirt.
All this shit talking, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like the music video and I like the song and I'm having a good time with her new music. And I liked the VMAs. I was happy she got her Video Vanguard Award.
Oh, which video and song? Anaconda or this new one?
Super Let Freaky Girl. They are. Oop, girl. That's a joke. Wow. Yeah.
On that note, before I do too much, let's go over to the B side. I have a couple things I want to talk to you about over there. I want to talk about this Whitney Houston. Wow, that's a slip. I'm tired. I want to talk about this Whitney Houston movie. I want to talk about the state of Wendy Williams. I want to talk about Real Housewives of New Jersey because you are following that a bit, right? You're kind of like diving into
the
beginnings of it. I want to tell you a little bit about it. It's so fun when someone's just getting into it because I'm like, oh, you have such a long way to go.
I'm almost all the way caught up and I have just two reunions left, reunion part two and part three. Ooh, and wow. I'm like, I'm team Dolores. I love her so much. I mean, yeah, she's just the one, honey. I feel like I'm from Patterson.
She's Sunday dinner is what she is as a woman. Yeah. And we're going to talk about Anthony and Javian from Queer Eye because so much is going on. I want you to tell people where they can find information about your upcoming shows, where to follow you on social, and any other things that you want to talk about.
Sure. You can follow me on social at Dave Mazzoni. That's my name, and it's across all socials, so it's super easy for you. And you can find out about all my shows there. My cooking show is coming.
I'm excited for this, you guys.
Yeah, me too. It's something that I've been working on for a really long time, and I really wanted to do it the right way. And I'm finally in the space to get it done. So that's coming. And then on November 9th, we are doing a New York Comedy Festival performance date of Juicy, which is my stand-up show. And that will be at the Q. And that's going to be Liddy. You can find all that stuff in my social. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Come check me out.
Thank you. You guys know where to find me on social. And go to patreon.com/theBList to subscribe to the B-side episodes so you can get this and all past bonus episodes. And we're gonna have some fun over there. It's the Whitney movie, so you saw the trailer, right?
I did.
Okay, we're gonna talk. Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.